این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's opinion on hoping for the ultimate victory. The foreign agents who have been making all the attempts and frenzied efforts recently to bring back the Shah, that is the former Shah, or install another regime, or safeguard the monarchy, and all such issues should realize that all this is now past history. Such issues that you foreign agents are bringing up are nothing but hollow words. And if you do not succumb to the nation's will, the nation will dumb you where you rightfully belong.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Karbala. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that for most among the political issues, the issue of Karbala should be kept alive. Now, this is a small part of his speech, but it is talking about a big thing. And that is that Karbala is one of the political issues which we need to focus on. Those who say that politics is other than religion, they should know that when we have role models set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the infallible imams or the prophets, they performed, they had the politics, they had the religion, and they are the role model, the religious role models, whereas they have done the best politics. For example, the politics that we learn from Imam Ali, we learn from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, similarly from the other imams. So in this part, when the political issues, we talk about them, the one of the greatest political issue is that the arrogance should not control a state. Those who are sinful must not control any state or become leaders.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
The leader must be a pious person. The leader must be someone who is God-weary. The leader is the one who has been assigned by God, because when he is assigned by God, he can take us towards the perfection. If the leader has ego, if the leader is arrogant, if the leader is involved in the worldly desires, when he becomes a leader, then obviously he will do everything for himself. For example, if he has businesses, so he will try to expand his business. The way we can see, there are many presidents in different countries when they were president. At that time, they have expanded their own business. Rather helping people, they were making their own money. And this is wrong. That's why Islam talks about the taqwa. It talks about being God-weary. And it says that the Karbala taught us that at the time of Imam Hussein, who was the rightly selected leader by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was the authority of Allah, he should raise against all these things. And he taught us that everyone should raise against the arrogance. So this is one of the political issues that should be kept alive through Karbala, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Every night and every day.